Hi, this is Leslie Hoban Blake, Vice President of the Drama Desk and co-host of Two on the Isle. And I'm talking with my old friend David Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
On the 12th annual Dave's Gone By Total Theater Tony Awards special, we're very happy to have a returning guest, a friend of mine, also a colleague and a fine director. She is the former vice president of the Drama Desk, respected so much there that they created a position for her recently as first official historian of the Drama Desk. She is also the co-host every other week of the TV show Two on the Isle that our mutual friend Charlie Gross founded, oh gosh, almost three decades ago. She is Leslie Hoban Blake, and she is physically falling apart, but well enough to be on our show once again. Hello, Leslie.
Charlie, physically falling apart. Well, you know, it's apt. It's true, I have to admit it. But part of that physically falling apart is not my fault. I am currently wearing a purple cast on my right wrist. It goes from the end of my fingers all the way to my mid-arm. Well, it's not, as some people think, in honor of Prince, although, of course, I was sorry to hear of his passing. It is indeed because I was sitting in the theater doing my job at Tuck Everlasting, a musical, 2 weeks ago, Saturday matinee, as a matter of fact. Some young man who needed to get to the bathroom in a hurry was jumping over everyone in the aisle, and I sit on the aisle, and two on the aisle, that's where I am. And when he got to me, he missed, and I put my arm up to try to protect myself, and he fell on it, bent it backwards completely, and completely broke my wrist and fractured the little bone at the end.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I'm out of commission with my hand. I'm fine. I do my job and I get around, but it's a pain, you know?
Well, yeah, and what's kind of ironic is that both of you were injured. Well, you were injured in the line of duty. He was injured in the line of duty.
Yes. Oh, God. Well, then we have to talk about your play, right?
Oh, do we? Oh.
Is that a segue into the Miracle of the Long Johns by any chance?
It could be. Well, no. Have you officially reviewed that on your show, Two on the Isle, yet?
We did chat about it.
Okay.
That was considered an official review. And I will only speak about my part of that chat, which is I really, really enjoyed the first part of it very much, which had to do with the duties of a critic and what the job entails and how you fit into that scheme of things when you come to New York. And it is something that could have happened to anyone, as my arm is something that could have happened to anyone, again, in the line of duty, but
yeah.
Fell the way you were talking about. And I have to say that I actually recommended it to the board in terms of your outline of what the duties of a critic are, what we do and how we do it. I thought that was very, very well put together. I had a few problems with the second half. I already mentioned those to you.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, considering that you didn't have a director of your own, I thought you staged it very, very well.
Ooh. Well, thank you. But that's not what this interview is about. This is not about my little off-Broadway show that I do hope to bring back. This is about Broadway. This is about the Tony Awards. And one big category, and a category that you would know something about, having been a director for many, many years, director of a play. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this category, which includes Rupert Gould for King Charles III, Jonathan Kent for the revival of Long Day's Journey Into Night, Joe Mantello, director of The Humans, Liesl Tommy for Eclipsed, and Ivo van Hove, A View from the Bridge. Leslie Hoban Blake, your thoughts on these nominees.
The most important thing I want to say is that only two of these are original to Broadway. Three are imports. I find that interesting. Among the five, there is also a woman, and I am pleased to see that, Liesl Tommy and Eclipse. And I must say that of the five, I found Liesl Tommy's play to be the one that touched me the most. Eclipse is a very strong play. It's about women. There are no men in it, although it refers to men. As it turned out, it was a complete group of women. The writer, the director, everyone in it was female. Something that hasn't happened before, I don't think, in that particular category on Broadway. So those are interesting facts. That would not be my reason for voting for her, but I wanted to point those things out.
Sure.
The second thing is that of the three imports, Rupert Gould with King Charles, Jonathan Kent with Long Day's Journey, and Ivo van Hove with A View from the Bridge, all but one is a revival. In other words, King Charles III is an original, Bombay's Journey, Interview from the Bridge, obviously, are revivals. And Joe Mantello played The Humans, moved from off-Broadway, as did Liesl, Tommy's Eclipse, to Broadway. So I wanted to bring in all of those background pieces on things that factor in when you look at a decision of how a play moved you and what you think about the direction of a play. That said, Ivo Van Hove is an extremely divisive character on the horizon when you talk about directors. And by that I mean that a lot of people just don't like his work in general. And I have fallen into that category more times than not. I've had difficulty with a lot of the plays that he has chosen to. In The Little Foxes, he had actors thrown against a wall with Velcro, and so they'd stick to the wall. Something I don't remember being in the
original Lillian Hellman piece.
Do I find it to be in the service of the play. And I will venture to say that I didn't find many of the stage effects, notably the music, totally unnecessary to my way of thinking.
Well, now are we back to talking about A View from the Bridge?
No, I'm talking about him in general, and now I'm talking about A View from the Bridge.
Because let's also remind folks that Ivo Van Hove had two shows on Broadway this season. He also has The Crucible.
Both by the same author, Arthur Miller.
Yeah.
At least in the terms of The Crucible, I think he did more honor to the spirit of the play that he was writing. Everyone has the right to deconstruct a play if they so choose. Mm-hmm. And I think he did a brilliant job of doing this with the play that he did, the marriage play, down at New York Theatre Workshop earlier in the year. But that wouldn't have been eligible for a Tony anyway.
Right.
However, A View from the Bridge, and I understand that Miller's sister was in the audience, and unless this is apocryphal, I think either got up and walked out or both put her fingers in her ear or something like that.
Whoa.
He chose to emphasize certain things. He made it a boxing ring. He made it very contemporary. He had everybody running around barefoot, and at the end there was a terrific splash of surprise and, I thought, totally unnecessary stage effect to underscore what the play is about. A couple of years ago it was at MCC, a Broadway version with Scarlett Johansson and Liev Schreiber,
right,
that I thought was really quite exquisite. I thought it really got to the heart of what the play was about, which was not what I feel Mr. Van Hove got to at all. It is an emotional play. He treated it as a Greek tragedy, which it has its moments of being that, and it does definitely have an apocalyptic sense about it without having to put all those effects in. The words and acting of the play, when done properly, do that, and I just didn't think that the effects were necessary. Rupert Gould, on the other hand, took this brand new play about a once and future King Charles. The poor man is now in his late 60s and will never be king, that a man would wait his whole life to do this, and what the possibilities are if he were to get this great honor bestowed upon him and then make a poor choice of what to put his energies toward and how it would bring about his downfall. And it's done as a medieval drama, in a sense.
Right.
There are no sets. The people rise and they are their own. See, there I thought the direction of the play made it into something even more. It's written in Shakespearean iambic pentameter, and it's very, very strong, and the direction is absolutely of a piece with the play. There's no, you can't separate what he did from what it is. I suppose it can be done again somehow, some other way, but it was so strong in its direction that way. Jonathan Kent's Long Day's Journey, I thought, took a wrong turn in the set design. You know, Long Day's Journey is almost like an American Shakespeare. It depends on how many times you've seen it, how old you are, how long you've been going to the theater, because there have been many very strong productions of it, both on and off Broadway.
Well, be specific. Leslie, be specific. I mean, how does set design wreck Long Day's Journey? Isn't
it a
kitchen?
Because you and I shared in this. We both had the privilege of being at the National Critics Institute in Connecticut, which is called the O'Neill Foundation, where the original home where this play was set.
Yeah.
The stage directions of the play describe the home that he had in Connecticut, in Waterford. It's a dark and dreary place, and it lends itself to a dark and dreary play. And this particular set design looked like a set design, something out of Pottery Barn. It was a pale blue, open-ended. There was no sense of the stagnant quality of this house. It looked like a summer home in a Pottery Barn catalog.
You know, I have to take some disagreement with you. I haven't seen the revival of Long Day's Journey on Broadway, but yes, we were at the O'Neill together, and we did see, I forget the name of the place, but O'Neill's childhood summerish home.
Yes.
But when I was there, I mean, it was the middle of the summertime, so it wasn't like autumn with a fog rolling in and stuff. I thought, hey, this is a really charming little house. The real estate market at that point was booming. I thought, this is like $1.5 million house. You know, this isn't so depressing. I like it.
That's
here.
The secret. That's the secret. It is a charming little house. This set design had a very high ceiling. You didn't have a third wall. Forget about a fourth wall. There was no third wall. So that it seemed to be much larger than it was. And sense of space has a lot to do with how you feel, if you feel confined or if you feel tight. If you do have a gobbler in a modern summer home, you don't get the same feeling as in a cramped, dark. I just feel that the set design has a lot to do with the feeling that you get about a play. And I think that this was one of the best acted productions of Long Day's Journey. The cast was impeccable. But I felt that the director made a wrong turn, and it is a director's responsibility. Everything on that stage, from casting to set design, is ultimately the director's choice.
For sure. So what would be your choice? Would it be Rupert Gould for...
My choice would have been Joe Mantello for Blackbird.
Oh.
Not the humans. I thought that Blackbird was extraordinary. I thought that Blackbird was the most exciting play that I saw all year on Broadway, bar none. Even more so than Eclipse. It was a subject matter handled in the most astonishingly direct and precise way. It was extraordinary acting. I did not feel that from the human. So my choice is going to have to be between Liesl Tommy Eclipse, which is a very straightforward production of the horrors of being a woman in an African country where women have no place at all, and the pecking order among people who have no place. It's just an astonishing idea. And Rupert Gould with King Charles. I frankly would make it a tie, except I know you wouldn't like that.
It can happen, but yeah.
I personally, as much as I would like to give it to Liesl Tommy, I'd like the woman to win a Tony on Broadway for her direction. I think that Rupert Gould's concept of King Charles, I think from the beginning to the end, I think that from the Gregorian chant at the top of the show to everything that happens without scenery, with this extraordinary language, I think it's the most wonderful direction of a play out there right now. Not the most exciting, not the most artifice. Things that I'm blaming other directors for doing, I think that Rupert Gould, whom I do not know, harnessed all of those things and made the play become really alive in a very special way. I would like to say really very quickly, the Drama Desk nominated two women, both for off-Broadway plays. And I think that both of them deserve to be mentioned as well. Breaking that glass ceiling on Broadway has been much harder. Rachel Chafkin for the Royale up at Lincoln Center.
Oh, that was so well done, yes.
Extraordinary piece of directing, especially since the topic was boxing, and so it was not necessarily considered a woman's, field. And Jen Thompson for Women Without Men, a play from the 30s by a woman who never wrote another play, with an all-female cast again, about a little school in, I think it was Scotland or Ireland, I don't remember. But it was a lovely piece, Women Without Men, and what it can do to the women who do it. I mean, they might as well have been nuns, I just think Jen Thompson is a director to watch. I've seen her revival of a so-called comedy, part of the Brighton Beach trilogy. Neil Simon, the wonderful job she did. She is running a small company called TAC now, and she's doing a brilliant job.
Well, Leslie Hoban Blake, remember, you can see her every other week on Two on the Isle on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. The shows, after they air, are put on both YouTube and Dailymotion, so you can see her and Charlie Gross bantering about theater just the way that we have done here. We wish you...
forever, David. They're just on forever. You can go back and see all the different colors my hair has been in the last 10 years.
I hope they're all of a sort of close shade. I mean,
no, they go from sort of a reddish color into a blonde. It's
well, if they go purple like your cast, I would worry about that. Anyway, Leslie, get better soon.
Well, it takes 6 to 8 weeks. It is in the way we are built. It takes the same amount of time, no matter how big or how small the injury is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, darling. Nice to talk to you always.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.